Dick's Sporting Goods is destroying inventory. You might say it's a statement. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 18th of April. Thanks for being with us. Will Iowa continue to duck the punishing results of the Trump trade war? Americans now have over $1 trillion in credit card debt. Seven things you should never put on plastic. Amazon is teaming up with Best Buy, think smart TVs. Inflation is back, and it could drive headwinds on the economy. How much do you spend on breakfast compared to, say, Warren Buffett? Those stories and a conversation with Lance Hansen about real estate, millennials, and technology. We'll look at the markets and then Marketing for Business, Episode 12, with Phil K. James and restaurateur Tony Limo. All from the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
To live in the greater Des Moines Metro is to love the area and all the new and exciting things happening in central Iowa. But you want more opportunities to connect with the community you love. AARP hears you. That's why they're expanding their activities and programs to help you explore all that life has to offer here in greater Des Moines. Visit aarp.org/IA to get involved. If you don't think building better communities when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Discover all the real possibilities right here in your community.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Well, Dick's Sporting Goods is destroying all the guns and accessories it stopped selling earlier this year after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, destroying them rather than trying to return them to their manufacturers. If you remember, Dick's made headlines back in February when, in the aftermath of the massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, it banned the sale of assault-style rifles and the sale of all guns to anyone under 21. Other retailers followed suit, including Walmart, which also raised its minimum rules for buying firearms. So far, soybean states like Iowa, Indiana, North Dakota, and Nebraska have not yet been hit by the results of the Trump trade war with China. However, deep red states like Kansas are not so lucky. Yesterday, China's Ministry of Commerce announced it would impose a 178% duty on sorghum imports from the United States, and that's to take effect almost immediately. And Kansas? That's the nation's largest producer of sorghum. The new Chinese measure is in response to the tariffs Trump slapped on solar panels and washing machines earlier this year. China began a probe of sorghum imports in early February, shortly after Trump's announcement. Trump's campaign trail protectionism and attacks on China were a big part of his appeal to Republican voters back in 2016. As he's been implementing those policies as president, the economic fallout has landed heavily on his own voters. Outstanding credit card debt has now hit its highest point ever, surpassing $1 trillion last year. That's according to the Federal Reserve. 86% of Americans who have or had credit card debt say they regret it. And here are seven quick things that we think it's probably a good idea not to ever put on your credit card and why. Taxes, number one. The feds will also slap a 2% penalty on your balance when you pay with plastic. College tuition? Well, that can exceed balances, and most colleges also ding you with a 2-3% charge for plastic. Mortgage payments. Now, if you don't pay your credit card balance off at the end of the month, you'll compound your mortgage debt and eat up a lot of your available credit. Again, that impacts your credit scores. Big ticket items you really can't afford? It's rule number one for credit card buys. If you can't pay it off in full by the end of the month, don't put it on plastic. Medical bills. Experian says many medical providers will offer low or no interest payment plans or will negotiate lower bills altogether, so don't put those on your credit card. Stocks and investments. You know, it's not only difficult to buy investments such as stocks with credit cards, it's also a bad idea because there are such high risks involved. Well, there's new news out today from e-commerce giant Amazon and electronics retail big box Best Buy. The two are partnering to release a new series of smart TVs that will exclusively be sold at Best Buy stores and websites, as well as on Amazon.com through Best Buy as a third-party seller. It's the first time the two retailers have teamed up in such a direct fashion. The multi-year partnership starts this summer with a TV from Toshiba. In addition to the standard Fire TV features like Alexa voice controls and the usual slate of streaming services, you'll also be able to connect a TV antenna to receive regular broadcast channels. And, of course, you can always use Alexa for things like changing the channel. It would seem that falling prices would be a good thing, right? But in the long run, experts say not so much. What happens is that people don't invest or buy things if they think that those things are going to get cheaper. The result is a downward spiral and an economic slowdown. But things are starting to change. The rising price of oil has more than doubled gas prices from 2016. They've gone up 130% to about $2.64 a gallon nationwide. Import prices have been on the rise as well, increasing at 3.6% annually. Even without the uptick in gas prices, inflation pressures are also building. So-called core inflation, which excludes gas and food, is running at 2.1%. That's above the level the Federal Reserve targets. And it's not over. Economists say that prices at the store and at the pump are going to keep heading higher. And that could mean rising interest rates, rising credit card default rates, and bankruptcies. And here's the biggest problem. Without an accompanying uptick in hourly earnings, which are only, by the way, rising at 2.7%, customer spending is going to stall, confidence will decline, and the economy will hit serious headwinds. Stay tuned. You know, one person who has a handle on prices and inflation is Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha, who's worth about $86 billion and still lives in the five-bedroom home in Omaha that he bought back in 1958 for $31,500. And you know what? He never spends more than $3.17 on breakfast. Smart investing for sure and frugal living. On his five-minute drive to the office, which he's been making for the past five decades, Buffett stops by McDonald's and orders one of three items: two sausage patties, a sausage egg and cheese, or a bacon egg and cheese. He says in the HBO documentary, Becoming Warren Buffett, "I tell my wife as I shave in the morning, I say either 261, 295, or 317. And she puts that amount in a little cup by me in the car." Each amount, of course, corresponds to one of his three go-to breakfast items. Now you know. Well, the legislature may not be done with the effort to ban traffic cameras here in Iowa. Senator Brad Zahn, Republican of Urbandale, who sponsored an amendment to dismantle traffic cameras, says he hopes to renew his effort before the 2018 session comes to an end. As of January, eight cities in Iowa were operating 78 automated traffic enforcement devices, according to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. They included Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Windsor Heights, Council Bluffs, Davenport, Fort Dodge, Sioux City, and Muscatine. Coming up, Lance Hansen from Remax Concepts joins us to talk about the real estate market nationally and here in the Des Moines Metro, as well as how technology is moving real estate forward. Lance Hansen, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.